Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Paranormal Horizons with your hosts, Jason Ophir and psychic medium Sherry. The show is about to begin. Well, greetings, everyone. Thanks once again for taking the time to tune in to another episode of Paranormal Horizons. I'm Jason Ophir, joined by the beautiful and talented psychic medium, Sherry. It's been several weeks since we have gone live, but we are live tonight. And just kind of talking about whatever, maybe touch a little bit on the paranormal and what's going on. But Sherry, how are you doing?
I'm doing okay. Just kind of, it's kind of battling a little bit of, health problems. Not really a problem, but just trying to get over. I fell twice in 1 month, a couple months ago, and my knee is a little bit. I went to PT, the doctor in PT, and he said no ACL tear or no anterior tear, so it's still swelling around the joint, but I'm off and on that if I shoot too long and I get up, like, I can't bend. I have a hard time feeling, and it's like my leg wants to give out. So, I don't know. It feels like nerve. There's some nerve stuff. What do you think, Jason?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely sounds nervy. I mean, sometimes when I'm standing, my feet will go numb. My back is not in great.
Yeah, and I'm looking at it as I scan myself. There's some impingement starting literally at the iliopsoas muscle towards the more lumbar, you know, 1, 2, and 3 area. So there might be some impingement there that's causing a little bit of the sciatic. I don't have a sciatic pain, but you know, everything, as you know, is all connected. So if you have that, a little bit of a impingement or inflammation, then it's going to spread out to your piriformis and the nerve around there. So like I said, if I sit too long, it feels like it wants to give out on me. So I feel like nerve.
Yeah, almost certainly nerve related. Well, I mean,
I can't hear you.
Very interesting. I don't know what's going on. There's some sort of technical issue on Blog Talk's end that was really kind of weird. So, can you hear me, Sherry?
I can hear you fine. It happens. Probably, you know, it does happen.
Well, I always say it's the government trying to put an end to Paranormal Horizons, but we're tenacious. We will continue to go on. They don't want us talking about the paranormal.
You never know. It could be other people or just one of those, it could be
I'm pretty sure it's the Central Intelligence Agency. But anyways, well, that's unfortunate you're having some issues like that. On my end, I took my house off of the market because it just wasn't selling. Had it up for 145 days, and yeah, so it's off the market. I'm just going to wait till things pick up because I just don't think people are really buying houses right now with the interest rates. So I'm in a holding pattern, but that's kind of all that's new around here. What do you think about that?
I know. Well, exactly. It's slowed down, and the chances of finding a house within your range, unless you pay it outright, is going to be very difficult. Yeah, very difficult.
Well, we'll try it in a little bit and see how it goes. But, hey, in the world of the paranormal, since this is Paranormal Horizons, have you heard anything about what went down in Orlando a few days ago?
No, I haven't. Nope.
Well, this is very interesting. This went down about, I want to say 3 or 4 days ago. It's all over social media. Many listeners may have come across it on TikTok. That's where I found out about it. But there's a mall down in Orlando, and people were freaking out because apparently there were up to at least 60, maybe up to 100 police cars responded there. There were rumors that the airspace was closed above this mall and that there were black helicopters flying above this mall. Now, there were people in the mall, and people were seen running for their lives from the inside of the mall. The story that the police are saying is that some kids were fighting in the mall, maybe lighting off firecrackers, and that's why there was a police response. I don't know why literally every police officer in that region showed up there, but some stories are coming out from the people that were in the mall at the time, and one of the most recent eyewitnesses to what supposedly was going on in there, his description, actually it was more than one person, is saying that there were 8 to 10 foot tall beings in the mall, and not human. And one description, I've only seen one description of whatever this was in there, was what he saw was 8 to 10 foot solid looking shadows that would disappear and then get closer. Like, you know, you'd see them like a 10-foot shadow being, and then it would disappear and then, you know, be closer. And everybody was running for their lives because apparently several people saw this. There is a video out there on the street around the horde of police cars of what people are claiming, a 9 to 10 foot being walking among the police cars. I've seen the videos. It's not a great video. It was like shot across the street and on an apartment or something. I mean, you can't tell what it is, but that's the biggest thing. Aliens have invaded an Orlando mall, apparently. Now, if it was, there's something weird going on because that police response is, if you see the videos of people videoing from the outside, it's just dozens and dozens and dozens of police cars. And so I don't know, maybe that's how Orlando deals with juvenile fights or firecrackers. Perhaps they thought somebody was shooting. Claims that people were shooting, but they were shooting at these beings in the mall. What I find interesting about it is, as the government's not saying anything beyond that, you know, there's a fight or whatever. So one person posted a video, and his father works for the Orlando Police Department, so he called him up on a video call and tried to get his father to say what was going on repeatedly and repeatedly, and he wouldn't say anything. I can't talk about it. You know, he didn't say, oh, kids were fighting and lighting fireworks. He's just, I can't talk about it. So something sketchy is going on down there. So that's the latest.
Oh, interesting. Well, it's on YouTube?
I saw it on TikTok, but it's kind of everywhere. It's gone viral. It seems as every day passes, more and more witnesses post videos. But I'm sure there's YouTube videos on it. But it's interesting looking into, because it's not completely unheard of. Recently, you know, in South America, a village, and I've mentioned this before, was allegedly under attack by aliens within the last year, and people were freaked out, and people were injured, and stuff like that. So crazy stuff is happening.
Huh. So if you were to go look for it, what would that be under YouTube? What would you look for? How would you be able to see the beings, if they are just fictitiously or what?
I would maybe just type Orlando Mall incident. Here, let me do it right now.
Okay. For those that are listening, they can go and follow. Oh, yeah, the Atlanta shooting, 19-year-old? No, that's not what. That's
no,
not what.
Or let's see, aliens. No. Let's see, Orlando Mall aliens. Yeah,
okay.
Bayside Mall, here it is. Yeah, there is a YouTube video. I haven't seen it. Of course, the police are refuting any thing having to do with aliens, but...
Okay, aliens at... Oh, interesting. Okay, so it would be alleged alien attack at Bayside Mall. Is that was that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay. 10-foot aliens mall circulate online. As they say, you know, as you're looking at it, anybody's listening to us, they can actually go on there, exactly what Jason said, aliens at Orlando Mall, and it shows the one I'm seeing. I don't have the audio on, but it claims to see 8 to 10 foot creatures. Does it actually show, Jason, of these creatures that supposedly were caught on camera or seen by several people?
There's a really horrible video of something walking amongst the police cars. I can't say. Who knows what you know? Maybe it's what the police say. It just seemed like the police response was ridiculous regarding that and overkill. But then again, we live in the United States, and the police are ridiculous and like to do respond in force. So, but it's hard to know what the truth is. It just seems a little odd, and I think it deserves more investigation because it's unusual.
Yeah, and it's interesting because it shows in this particular clip that I'm watching, it actually shows the footage on that. It's only about half a minute, but it's interesting how whether it's true or not.
Yeah, it could be. Maybe kids were fighting, fireworks going off, and people interpreted that as gunshots. And you would expect a very large response. There's an active shooter in a mall, obviously, but some witnesses are saying that's not what happened. So who knows? It's probably one of those.
Yeah, it could be. You never know. You know, most people are not open to that kind of stuff.
And I think, you know, a lot of stuff gets covered up.
I don't think they wouldn't talk about it either. They would probably hide it, you know, just like the UFOs.
Yeah, because, right? You know, apparently the truth is too scary for us normal people. They just want to keep us as slaves that work 9 to 5s and pay taxes and don't want us to evolve with grander knowledge of the truth of what's really going on.
That's sad. That's really sad. Wow. Yeah, if you want to know, you have to almost be there. It doesn't show. Oh my gosh, they talk about it, but they don't show. Nope.
Yeah, I'm sure
the
video is probably not hard to find. I would watch the YouTube video. I thought there was a YouTube video. I might, after we get off, take a look at that. Maybe there's more information, and I'm sure more information will come out daily. I haven't seen anything on it in the last couple of days, but Friday's when I heard about it.
Well, here's one. It says Miami alien video leaks. Watch before it is taken down. But then again, you don't know, and that's the thing. You have to be very, very careful what you see because it could be just somebody, you know, it's all CGI. You never know.
Yeah,
oh, it does show somebody
trouble.
Walking. It does show somebody walking. It does. Tall, and it's walking among the police cars side by side, right?
Yeah, that's the one. But you can't, I mean, I couldn't tell you what that is. So.
Yeah, and it could be, you know, who knows? It could be somebody in an alien suit. Isn't that true? No. It could be somebody in an alien suit to make him look bigger and taller.
People do that. There are YouTube videos of people trying to look like Slender Man and all that. You know, they're walking on stilts and scaring people.
I'm no kidding. Really? Wow. Jeez. Yeah, it's crazy. Life is crazy. So anyway, yeah, if all you can do is just take it for a grain of salt unless you see it for yourself.
There's a lot, you know, on the alien subject, a lot more information is coming out. Stuff like this that's getting reported more and more often. And then the government, of course, releasing whatever they have or some of what they have on the whole UFO thing. And some of the information coming out is from various sources is that you know, humanity, basically religion was created by man to kind of keep people in check. And what really is happening is that humans are not the center of the universe and that we were bioengineered by another race of beings, you know, and that they watch over us. So we're genetically engineered beings. And I heard that there's, you know, the various races like the Greys and the Blondes and the Draconians, the lizard people, whatever, and that those are the races of beings that are kind of our overlords, and they fight amongst themselves and stuff like that. A lot of really, I mean, it's really out there. I who knows if that's true or not, but it wouldn't surprise me if humanity is some sort of genetically engineered creature, which would kind of suck, actually, but...
That's true, yeah. Oh, my gosh. How you been, Jason? So you took your thing out of the market, huh? And then you just kind of stick it out for the winter and see how things go.
Yeah, pretty much. Just see how it goes. I guess I kind of jumped the gun on getting rid of most of my stuff, but it's okay.
Well, you're going to move, too.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
I was trying to avoid working for a new employer, and that obviously is not going to happen. So I'll have to continue to do what I do and ride that wave out.
Oh, that's fine.
I think I officially become a new employee, and I won't say the employer, but it's a laboratory corporation. There are many laboratory corporations, but it's one of them, and no interest in working for them whatsoever. But I'm unfortunately the house didn't sell, so my plans kind of fell apart, and I'm stuck. But on a positive note, I still have a job, and just going to ride this wave and see what happens.
Yeah. Well, summer and spring should open up a little bit.
Yeah, it should get better eventually. But that's pretty much all that's going on. I mean, nothing crazy, actually. It's just been, you know, my life is very boring. I work, I play video games, and I gamble. That's what I do.
I work, and I play with my dogs, and I play with my dogs, and I'm just trying to recover. Well, I kind of getting older, you know, you don't bounce back like you used to. I remember even in my days of, you know, running competitively, shoot, pulling muscle, within 2 days I'm back on the road, you know, banging out an 8-mile run or something. Now it's just weeks and weeks. It seems like it's taking a longer time to heal. Crazy, Jason.
Well, we definitely live in crazy times. COVID is making its rounds. I'm seeing more and more of it. People that I work with are starting to get COVID more and more. And, you know, of course, everyone's pushing the shots and all that. And, you know,
so
we're constantly bombarded.
Are they catching a variant
of COVID
or actually COVID?
I don't know which variant of COVID, but it's people that have been vaccinated, people that have had COVID before, or, you know, getting multiple infections. I'm contemplating wearing a mask again, because let me tell you, that ride I had with COVID was not fun. I mean, I wasn't anywhere near having to be hospitalized or anything, but it really sucked. It was the second sickest that I remember ever being, and I hardly ever get sick. And it was the longest I've been sick ever. That was a rough ride.
Wow. Okay.
And I'm double vaccinated, and you know, and so that probably, I don't think that did anything. So hopefully we can avoid it as it becomes more and more prevalent with new, with the new variants and stuff like that. I will not get the updated vaccine. I would rather take my chances. On the COVID subject, there is actually a Surgeon General, and I can't remember what state, maybe it was Georgia, and he's been catching a lot of flack because he's basically saying that the COVID vaccines can cause cancer and alter your DNA and stuff like that. So he's taking a lot of heat. So it's just another one of those conspiracy theories. I don't know if it's true or not, but I'm not going to take my chances.
Right. Is that why you're not going to go and take a COVID shot? You're not going to have the boosters or anything like that?
Well, I think the main reason is that I'm not going to do it. I'm not anti-vaxxer by any stretch of the imagination. I'm all for most of the vaccinations that we get. But while I do have my problems, my immune system, fortunately, I'm blessed, isn't one of them. That's why I'm so rarely ever sick. And so I feel like, if it hits again, it probably more than likely won't be as bad because my body would have had some exposure to it. Maybe not immunity, but I don't feel like COVID is going to be a thing that's going to... I just saw something move in here. Weird. I don't think COVID is going to be something that's going to put me. I saw something in the corner of my eye. It's kind of freaking me out.
What was it, Jason?
I don't know. It was in the bathroom, which is about 15 feet away to my left. The door is open. And as I was talking to you, I saw something dark and small go across the floor. So I don't know. I'm kind of freaking out.
What the hell was that? Was around?
I couldn't tell because when I went to look, it was gone. And it's generally it's within a few feet of when my girlfriend saw the apparition.
Oh.
The dark apparition with its arms stretched out. It's in that area. Oh, I'm getting spooked out, Sherry. I'm by myself.
Oh my gosh. Oh, you're going to be okay. You're not. You're going to be okay. You're going to be okay.
Hold on a second. I got to turn on more lights because I'm wigging out right now. Hold on. There. All the lights are on now. Okay.
Huh? Yeah, you don't want to be spooked anymore.
I don't want ghosts. So anyway, I'll keep you posted. I'm kind of keeping my head on a swivel now.
Well, you've got all these cameras in your house, and maybe you can catch something moving.
You know, I thought we started to keep the cameras on at night, and I was half expecting to see aliens or ghosts. And really haven't captured anything unusual, and I kind of expected to.
Wow.
And for the listeners, my house is 4 years old. Like, I bought it before it was even completed. And it's three stories, and I don't know why it would be haunted unless it's built on a graveyard. I just wouldn't expect anything to be haunted here. But we have had a few instances that made us scratch our heads.
Well, spirits can pass through. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, well, they can just pass through somewhere else because I've got enough going on. I don't need to deal with entities right now. I ain't got time for that.
I know. Oh, my goodness. Wow. Well, you're going to be okay. I don't think, you know, it's not like you're wishing it upon anybody.
No, but, you know, it's funny. I've done paranormal investigations. Some weird stuff happened. But it's never something you want in your own home. Like, going to somebody else's house that's haunted is cool. But you don't want that home, you know, you don't want to see little girls crawling on the ceiling or stuff flying around. Because I've been there. You know, I lived in that haunted basement, and that was crazy.
That was something you didn't want to be, you know, that was kind of weird, huh?
It was this house that was built in the 50s. I haven't talked about it in a long time, so maybe it's time to rehash it. But I was basically renting a room, which was a semi-finished basement. And the minute I walked down there, there's one corner that I just got total ghost vibes. Now, the corner wasn't where I was sleeping. The basement was split down the middle. So half of it was basically a bedroom. You know, it's carpeted and, you know, and all that. And then the other half was like the washer, dryer. And in the corner of that other part, I was just getting like, oh, man, this place is freaking haunted. And there was just things would move that just wouldn't make sense, like a hammer that had been laying on top of a fridge for ages just launches off, and I would have a clock that would just fly off the wall, and something touched my girlfriend, and just crazy stuff like that. But I always felt that whatever it was, you know, it kind of just minded, even though that stuff was happening, I never felt threatened. I never felt like it, you know, anything bad or anything like that. And what's interesting, mm-hmm. before I found out later that at one point, the lady that owned the home had an electrician or was a plumber come out to do some work. And mm-hmm. he went to that corner where I detected, like, the spirit or entity. And he came back up, and he didn't want to work down there because he picked up on it, too. So it wasn't just me.
It wasn't a good vibe, was it?
It wasn't a good vibe, but I wouldn't say it was a bad vibe either.
Uh-huh.
It was kind of like...
Did I look at the place, honestly, Jason? Because I think I remember seeing it.
I think I sent
that.
You pictures.
Yeah. And one thing, I think I said something about that, didn't I? A while back, it was in years
Yeah, it was years ago. You probably did.
Yeah.
I didn't feel like this was like an evil thing or negative thing, but you could feel it. The best way to describe it is it just felt off.
Yeah.
You know, just...
If I could remember, because I've done a lot of stuff like that, but if I could remember, well, it's kind of like somebody was lingering there. It had not moved on. Does that make sense? That's what exactly, if I can remember, just from my memory. Oh, my memory's all right. No, it's just from what I remember, it was more or less like something was not quite, it was just kind of like somebody was not, they were just kind of hanging out, watching everything going on. They hadn't moved on. Let's put it this way. They had not moved on. That's what I can say.
Yeah, and I know nobody died in the house, so I mean it could have been something on the property, but it was an interesting kind of experience.
Uh-huh.
I've got myself so freaked out right now. I really shouldn't even be talking about this because now I'm like, I feel like I'm gonna turn my head and see something. I was not, you know, there's not, like, people don't scare me. People with guns don't scare me. You know, there's very few things in this universe that scare me. One of them's tornadoes, volcanoes, tidal waves, ghosts, and aliens. Those are the only things that scare me.
Oh my gosh. It'll be okay. You're not gonna And all that stuff you see, like the cryptids and stuff like that. You know, I was looking at one time, and this is still in paranormal, but when you look at the mermaids, I was looking at that, you know, about the mermaids, and some of them were kind of weird, you know. I thought, you know, is that CGI or is that, you know, I do believe there probably is mermaids. I do believe there's mermaids. But, yeah, it's just, I don't know if it's true, some of them. You know what I mean? You don't know if they're trying to make that up, or I do believe that they do exist. But it's just trying to figure out if these are really, really two mermaids.
I'm going to be honest, I'm a little skeptical on humanoid fish people. I would have to see that to believe it.
Yeah, go under mermaids. There's lots of things about mermaids. Lots.
Yeah, it's that's a little beyond my belief thing. But hey, I just, on another paranormal subject, did you know, you know, one of our best favoritist guests, Andrea Perron, on the, you know, base, wrote the book, The Conjuring, the movie, that horror movie that came out in 2013.
Oh,
anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, huge hit, The Conjuring, and apparently now you can actually camp at the house, I'm sure, with a fee. And there are dates that you can pick if you go to the official website. And I'm trying to figure out what that website is, but you can, you know, take tents and camp out there and try and have a paranormal experience. It the cost for an overnight stay varies depending on the style of tent or, you know, whatever. But it's pretty expensive. I think it's a few hundred bucks. And yeah, so if anybody's interested in experiencing The Conjuring, let's see if we can get a website here. I don't know if I see the website, but I'm sure you could Google it and figure it out. That actually sounds like that would be kind of fun. I would actually do that, camp out on that property.
Is it really? Inside or on the premises?
It sounds like it's more camping, but I know people have stayed inside. But this particular article just speaks of, you know, camping around the house. It sounds like kind of expensive, but you never know.
I don't know if I want to do that. I just kind of stay away from that as much as possible in the work I do.
I wouldn't do it for $300 to pitch a tent in somebody's yard. That's a little ridiculous. But if it is in the house, I don't know if that includes being able to hang out inside the house. If that's the case, it might be worth it. But it'd be fun.
Well, what did Andrea have to say? I wanted her to come as a return guest, and I believe her mom's not. She's in hospice. That's why she hasn't been back. She would love to be a guest again. Would love that. But her mom is very ill.
Well, we'll keep her in our prayers.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, she's been very ill, so she's been through a lot. Can you imagine everything that's been going, you know, what she had to go through?
Yeah, I couldn't. I couldn't imagine being in that type of haunted situation. Now, we know, you know, the movie's Hollywoodized, you know, so I guess you'd have to read the book to see what really happened, but that's a level of haunting that I have no desire to experience.
You know the trilogy? It's Do you know the name of the trilogy that she has that you want to read the book? You want to share with our audience? House of Darkness, House of Light.
Yes. Yep, that's the one I know of. I know she's got other ones.
That's the one you want. It's the House of Darkness, House of Light by Andrea Perone. It is a trilogy, and it shows all the different phases from the time they actually moved in, all the way to towards the end when they move. And I think one of the spirits still follows her, if I could remember correctly. One of the spirits still follows her.
Yeah, I haven't read it, but it's – sorry, I'm getting sidetracked. I just noticed something. such a great
– something? Are you noticing something again?
It's my crazy mind. You know, once I get it into my brain that there's a ghost in here, completely wigs me out. So something else on the paranormal as we move on. We haven't had this guest in a long time, and I believe he's since passed away, Edwin Becker. Did we have him? We must have had him on Paranormal Horizon.
Long time ago. He did pass away? Not William Becker. Is it
no,
William
Edwin Becker?
Becker.
No, Edwin. Ed Becker. Ed Becker. Anyway, he wrote a best-selling book called True Haunting, which I have read because he sent me a copy. And they are making a movie of it. It's called True Haunting. And so that's going to be an exciting thing to see when that comes out, because that whole book was based on a home that he and his wife were in, and the haunting was so bad that NBC actually televised the exorcism of the house in 1971.
Wow.
So they made they're making a movie of it. You can IMDb it, True Haunting, and see what's up with that. But I was thinking, because this just popped into my head, that since he has passed, and I believe he's passed, I actually think it was a couple of years ago, but I'm pretty sure I'm correct on that, and with the movie coming out, that I actually have some audio from him that he did for me. I made some audio files for him, intros and stuff like that, and he did some stuff for me. So I thought I would play one of them. He has a great voice, by the way. I wish I had this man's voice, but I don't. But if you want to listen to a couple, let's do a couple things from Ed Becker in tribute to him, because he's passed away, and tribute to the movie that will be coming out, I think, relatively shortly. How's that sound, Sherry?
Sounds good to me. Rest in peace, Edwin. It's great that you did your work that you are through, and that you're at peace.
So here's a promo that I made for him with his voice. Let's give that a listen first.
I'm author Edwin F. Becker. In 1971, there was a Chicago haunting so horrific that it was the first ever paranormal event televised by NBC, and a glimpse of a true exorcism. My book, True Haunting, tells the story. It is one that nearly destroyed my life and did destroy the lives of others. True Haunting is available at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, or you can visit me at edwinbecker.com.
So there you go. We'll all have to go watch the movie. And I'm going to play one more thing, Sherry. It's at 1 minute and 42 seconds. And this is Edwin Becker just being funny. Let's give it a listen.
Are you sitting out there lonely and feeling left out? Do you want to be included in the world of the paranormal, but really don't know how? we have the paranormal solution for you. Call us at 1-800-RENT-A-GHOST. We can deliver everything from a timid spirit that walks the halls or one that simply opens a cabinet door. Or you can get a feisty poltergeist that can trash your house and really liven things up. We can get you as many shadow people as you need to have a party. Do you have too many unwanted friends or family just barging in? Our screaming and wailing banshee will guarantee that after hearing some deafening anguish, they will never return. Impress your friends or take revenge with a specter of death hovering over your dinner table or theirs. Or if you're lonely, you might like a simple attachment that follows you everywhere. EVPs? Choose from our line of celebrity voices. What investigator would not want to hear Jim Morrison or Whitney Houston? Or maybe Michael Jackson or Kurt Cobain? Order now and get 3 free orbs. We are 1-800-RENT-A-GHOST. Not responsible for damage caused by poltergeist activity, divorce, loss of job, sleep deprivation, bedwetting, uncontrolled vomiting, suicide, or the possibility of being hospitalized for insanity. And most important, there will be no returns.
Wow, that's great.
I got one more. We might as well play it.
Yes. It's all great. Right. That was pretty good. That is...
Yeah, he sent me his voice, and then I did all the background and stuff like that. But Oh, go ahead.
The thing about that, when he said it, is there's some truth to it. Yes, it is a joke, but there's some truth to what he just said. Or can be.
Yeah, he was a great guy. Rest in peace. And this is one more from him. Let's see. There we go.
This is author Edwin F. Becker. My success with 1-800-RENT-A-GHOST has been such that I have a whole new enterprise. It is for those that are thinking, man, I can't wait for that zombie apocalypse. Well, I have the answer for you. Dial 1-800-OWN-A-ZOMBIE. You'll be the center of attention wherever you go. What a surprise those Jehovah's Witnesses will get when they knock on your door. Are you the black sheep of the family? Just think of the terror you can bring to that next family gathering. I'll bet you never knew Battle Uncle Ned could jump tables and run so fast. Or, take your zombie to the next high school reunion. You can turn him loose on those nerdy brainiacs that made fun of you and say goodbye to their high IQs. Laid off from your executive job? Take your special friend to the boardroom to help you say farewell to your boss. Call that a new meaning for the term budget cuts. Neighbors giving you problems making noise? Introduce them to your new pal and stand back, because all will be quiet very soon. You'll be waiting for that next a-hole to look at you and say, bite me. Because anyone who gives you the finger really does give you the finger.
Excuse me, kind sir.
Dial 1-800-OWN-A-ZOMBIE. Order now and get the free book, Sewing on Limbs Can Be Creative. Not responsible for infectious disease, death, mayhem, severed limbs, cannibalism, paranoia, loss of sanity, nor that god-awful stench. And one more thing. There will be no returns.
There will be no returns.
There's some truth to that. Wow. Yep. That'd be interesting, huh? If you have a person that is toxic or a person that is giving you a bad time or whatever, all you have to do is just, you know, will it to happen to one of those people to come around.
Yeah, and there's a lot of toxic people out there. Most everybody's toxic.
There's a good kind of toxic and bad, no? We're all toxic, but it's just a matter of degrees and what's your intentions. Absolutely. But, yeah, Edwin Becker, that's pretty good. I love that. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah, I actually recommend that. You know, I'm not a big reader. I don't read. It's not that I can't read. I'm just not a book reader. And there have been very few books that I actually read that kept my interest and that were really well written and good. And that was one of them.
So you have his book then.
Yeah, yeah. He sent me a copy of his book, and his wife, Marcia Becker, makes these semi-precious stone rosaries, you know, with the big cross. You know, she sent me one for free, and they're kind of expensive. And so just great people. I think he got divorced from his wife several years ago, but both of them are great people, just really kind, and I was sad to hear that he passed away. I want to say it was probably a few years ago, but he was sick. I mean, even when he was on the show, I mean, he had all sorts of problems.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. So I was looking at him, looking at there's a lot about the True Haunting. He's pretty popular. Very popular.
He's very popular.
Wow. I'm trying to see what he looked like.
I would have wished that he could have lived long enough to see his movie. You know, that's kind of sucky.
Does it say where he's from? Do you remember? I'm looking to see where.
I think he's on the East Coast.
Okay, somewhere on the East Coast. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm getting here. Everyone has to, I'm looking at his obituary. This is Faith. It's Springfield News Leader. That's it. That's it. That doesn't say much. Edwin F. Becker. That's it.
His book on Amazon, you know, is rated 4.4 stars, and that's like almost 1,600 ratings.
About the True Haunting?
He's written a bunch of books, but The True Haunting, I think, was his real, you know, groundbreaking book.
Oh, amazing. Wow. Yeah, he's got, 4.4 on Amazon. 4.5 is not bad. GoodThreads is 4. I don't know what GoodThreads is. $121 for paperback? Are you serious?
Well, I don't know where you're seeing that.
I'm looking at this. Whoever's selling it, paperback from $421.99. That's dumb. I can't.
Well,
see
maybe
that.
Maybe it's autographed copy. You know, when people pass away, things get expensive.
It was the first televised paranormal event by NBC in 1971. So the young couple purchased a building that was built and occupied a single family that refused to relinquish their hold, even after death, investigated and verified by experts. This residence brought back chaos to the lives of those who chose to reside there. Unlike a horror novel, the Chronicles of a Ghost Experience truly was and is still today. Long before the laws of disclosure, this young couple winds up in the midst of strange occurrences and survives. True Haunting was a 40-year project, starting from the time we moved out. The book broke all sorts of records, even launched itself into TV. The paranormal was not something people discussed back in the 1970s, and it certainly didn't have the acceptance or toleration of people have for it today. But after 25 years later, society was slightly more accepting. Now the writing will not stop. Thousands of emails have poured in and asking about Marcia's story, and we're happy to say after publishing True Haunting, the Dave in the book, actual name, Dan White, contacted me 40 years later, and we have since rekindled a lost relationship that was once hindered by business and the darkness that was encompassed within the house. Thus, True Haunting does show Edwin Becker. Okay, showed him older and bald, and he actually shaved his head. Yeah, he shaved his head. Wow.
So I don't know
if I want to see that. Go ahead.
Oh, you should. I was just trying to figure out when the release of the movie was, and it was actually scheduled to premiere in January 6th of 2023, but apparently that's come and gone, and now there's no set date for it to come out, unfortunately.
Oh, wow.
But I'm sure it will at some point. Hopefully it's not one of those movies that it gets made and then it gets shelved, but I think I might have to actually – I'm not a big movie theater guy, but since I know the guy, I might actually have to go and see that in the theater. Go buy some $30 popcorn. Pay $50 for a small Diet Coke and a medium popcorn.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you don't want it. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous how much they charge.
Everything's more expensive. I know we're shifting around a lot, but now even groceries, you go to the grocery store. A few years ago, $100, man, you got your cart full of stuff. You go now, you got like two grocery bags.
That. Go to Costco. You'll spend $100 real quick.
Yeah, but I don't need like 25 pounds of mayonnaise.
It's not that bad. It's like, a little bit, you don't need, it's not that bad. Yeah. You don't need that. Oh, wow. But anyway, that's that situation. But just the paranormal is alive and well, and people are still, doing whatever they have to do for that and keeping it alive. And so I'm going to be at the Oregon Ghost Conference, and, we're going to have people at home. We're going to have somebody at our house. And so it's going to be nice, and we'll just come back and see how that is. So I'm looking forward. That's one, to be honest with you, that's one of my favorite events, literally. When it comes to people, the people that run it, and just the event, the vendors and everything, that really is my favorite event. No drama. There's just everybody gets together. They're there to make money, get themselves, get themselves out there even more. And, it's really going to be good. So I enjoy it. It's the only Oregon Ghost Conference, and I will be there. This is probably my 7th year.
Wow.
So, I love it. Yeah, I've been there for a while, 7 years. So, yeah, I'll do it. My husband stay home kind of thing, and, just go from there. So, when you have things that are phenomenally, do you believe in it? I'm just saying this, I'm putting it out there. Do you believe that in a way it might have been up in, really, do you think it's been there before you moved in? Because just because a person hasn't died there doesn't mean that they're, you have to look at I look at different layers of the land. It could be from Native American, it can be colonials, it could be the house that was there and it was torn down. So there's so many different layers, and I was just wondering what you thought about that.
Were you talking about where I'm now or that basement?
Yep, your land, yep.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think this place I'm just really skeptical on everything, so I don't know.
Okay. But you're skeptical, but you freak out when you see something that's unusual.
Yeah, well, that's true. Hey, I watch a lot of horror movies. When I watch a movie, it's always horror movies because I love horror movies. So, that sticks in my brain.
I used to love watching horror movies. Loved it. I mean, but after being in the business I am, I'm so sensitive anyway. I don't want to go to sleep and thinking, somebody breathing in my throat or something. or wake up with sleep paralysis or something.
Yeah, I... I don't know. It's just a crazy world that we live in and everything's weird.
It is. It really is. Well, Jason, I might as well plug myself in. So I'm the psychic medium, Sherry, and if you have any questions or you want, my expertise is in Chinese medicine. So I'm a medical medium and also a licensed medical Qigong practitioner and a master in medical Qigong, to be precise. And so my thing is in Chinese medicine for healing, for those that are, you know, not feeling good. I can see the body. I do work with literally a few medicine, internal medicine doctors at OHSU as the consultant. So I've been going at this for a long, long time, and I just love seeing miracles and collaborate with the, you know, with the patient and just be able to help with the doctors. It's great. I love what I do. I still, after 24 and a half years, I love what I do. So, yeah, just spreading the word. I'm also a psychic and a medium, but mediumship, I'm just leaning towards psychic because the demand is, the mediumship is not there. Maybe the people that are doing mediumship are going somewhere else, or the demand for what I do is more towards Chinese medicine psychic work. So pretty honed into that. Love it. And if you have any readings, you want any readings from me, just get a hold of me at www.psychicmediumsherry.com, or you can get a hold of me on Facebook, Psychic Medium Sherry, C-H-E-R-I, and you can get a hold of me. No trollers, no spammers. As you said, Jason, find those people out. You're going to ban them right away. So anyway, we're very, very diligent, even on Paranormal Horizons page, diligent in catching people that we suspect that are spammers, trollers, false accounts, things like that.
Absolutely. Well, Sherry, I just placed an order with Uber Eats, so I'm going to sit here in anticipation of my Thai food arriving. And next week we'll either be here live or we won't. Who knows?
Yes. Hopefully we will over the next week. But, yes, guys, thank you so much. We have 46,000 people liking our page and 47,000 people. We don't know the exact number. 47,000 people following us. So it's still pretty good. We're hanging in there. And we haven't been in trouble other than when Maria was with us. She put us in jail for a while, but it's just you and me, Jason, for the last, 8.5 years almost. We're going on 8.5 years. It's going to be awesome.
Isn't that crazy? 8.5 years of doing this.
Yep, we're going on 8.5 years. Almost, not quite. Give us a couple more months. Yep.
And granted, we've been lazy the last few years. I mean, we don't do it every week and stuff like that. But just the simple fact that it's still happening is astonishing.
Well, we're one of the, somebody was saying, we are one of the older paranormal podcasts.
I wouldn't surprise me. Who was saying that?
I forgot. I really did. It was not just one person, but a couple people. But this particular person said, we are the oldest. I said, really? Go under the search engine. I don't know. You know, this is go under the search engine. Go under the search engine Paranormal on Blog Talk. Blog Talk will come with Paranormal Horizons as number one. I don't know. I haven't been checking that. I don't know. So that's just according to what that person said. And I heard it from somebody else. We're one of the older podcasts in paranormal because they all joined. You know, they started. Now it's not unusual for not having a podcast. But we started when, what the heck is a podcast? Then we were on radio, you know, at Bend. Ben and LeGrand, we were on radio for a few years. So, you know, that helped us. So, but now everything's all remote. You don't go into a studio, unless you're like Clyde Lewis and go into a studio for whatever reason. But, just everything. You can do everything at home now. Great.
I still have a dream of being in a radio studio, but that's probably not going to happen.
Cost of rent is pretty high. Unless you can get sponsored, constant rent is really high for your station. Unless you find somebody that will be reasonable.
So if Sirius XM's listening, we're available. Winking my eye right now.
Oh, cool! Serious. Yeah,
that'd be awesome.
Horizons radio show. All right, Jason. Hey, guys. Thank you for following us after all these years. And thank you for listening, and yeah, be safe, and God bless, and hey, peace.
All righty. Good night, everyone. Hope everybody is safe and fantastic week, and we'll see everybody next time. Good night, everyone.
Take care.